Welcome back for part three and the finale of our conversation with Jen O'Connor regarding redefining failure.
You are among the best of the best here. You made it. Like students made it. Like, and I understand imposter syndrome truly. I truly do. Advisors get that also sometimes, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're among the best of the best. And because of that, I think there's a lot of different ideas that get marinated through the process and things like that. And, you know, and everybody's trying new things out. And so if you're not trying new things out, how are you going to get to the next space? You can't tell me that the same person you're in high school is the same person you're graduating with. Like I would view that as that would be a failure. If you left USC not having changed and grown and learned something new.
Yeah.
So let's not take the super easy classes that you know you're going to get an A in. Let's take the class that's going to like put your brain into a new space and try something. Even if you don't love what you're learning about, like
it'll impact
you, you know? Yes. And just, you know, so I do get worried. Like, of course, I want to see great grades and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that's not the whole thing. You know, like you can go any school and get great grades, but you're at USC. My God, like, let's embrace the moment, you know? I mean, you know, you look at the film school, I'm sure there's many of those film producers have had really bad movies that we'll never know about. You know, whatever. That's how it happens, you know? So I'm like, that's the secret sauce of USC is like, I think there's a lot of resources and opportunities to make a lot of great mistakes and learn from them. You know, you've got a great support system, not only from staff and faculty, but the students, my God. So that's, you know, I just view as like, if you're not putting yourself out there, then you're going to miss out. And I don't want that to happen because they already made it in.
Yes.
Enjoy the moment.
And that's kind of my philosophy is the only way to air quote fail. And I still don't believe that this is a failure, but the only way, in my opinion, to quote fail is to do nothing, to not progress, to stay in your comfort zone.
Yes.
Because by changing and learning and growing, you learn more. So unfortunately, we are coming to the end of our time. I am so sad. We will definitely have you on again, Jen, for more of your words of wisdom. But before we let you go today, is there anything in particular you would like to leave us with or plug or last words and pearls of wisdom and things to talk about?
Well, you know, I'm a talker, so I'll spare you. But for those of you thinking about pre-law stuff and grad school stuff, we put so much content together for the website just to help inform you, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, if you need something, whatever. We definitely wanted to put the space in there in the website to answer as many questions as we could so that when you decide to make appointments at some point, you could actually, you spend the time asking some wild questions that maybe I hadn't anticipated ahead of time. So, if, you know, anybody who's thinking, feel free to jump on the website and, you know, for the pre-law and the grad school advising stuff and take a look. And other than that, we have a newsletter that you can sign up for. You know, I would say take some risks this semester. Why not live on the edge, try something new, join a club that's maybe not something you normally would have joined, but and just have fun. My God, USC is amazing. Just do it. So that's my last thoughts.
Lovely. Thank you, Jen. And to all of our listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. We want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Those are amazing. Please follow us. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to ask John.